弟兄姐妹，大家新年平安。
Peace to you and in this new year, brothers and sisters.
新年平安。
And peace to me.
生日快乐。
And happy birthday.
刚才我在下面看到东荣弟兄，突然有个错觉。
Just then, I saw Brother Dong Rong in downstairs. I have this illusion.
大家什么错觉知道吗？
And do you know what kind of illusion I have?
因为他是白头发，我突然好像感觉牧师在上面要讲道了。
Because he has gray hair, I feel my father-in-law, Pastor Liu, was sitting there ready to preach.
我突然感觉，哎呀，好轻松，我可以在下面听到。
And I suddenly feel I'm so relaxed, I can sit there and listen to the sermon.
但是感谢主，让我们能够，重新在新的一年当中，我们大家一起接下牧师福音的棒子，我们一起来传扬神的福音。
I'd like to thank God in this new year, we inherit what Pastor Liu's legacy to keep preaching the gospel and keep doing God's work.
刚才诗班所献的诗歌，我们经过了2018年恩典的路。
And we have passed through the path of grace in year 2018.
我们看到一路都是神的恩典，神的脂油在这路上。
And we can see God's endowment and also His grace in all the paths we have been through.
为什么是神的恩典呢？
Why it is God's grace?
因为我们不配。
Because we don't deserve it.
我们有很多要改进的地方。
There's so many things we need to reflect and improve.
所以中国人在过年的时候喜欢说除旧布新。
So in New Year's, Chinese people like to say we need to get rid of the old one and try to restart the new one.
因为旧的事情会让我们渐渐的衰败。
Because the old things will corrupt us and we're getting decay.
新的事情才能让我们有新的活力。
And only the new things can encourage you to move forward.
在这一次的家庭当中，第一天的分享，我们就讲到主的复活是一个更美的生命。
And in the first day of the family camp, I did mention the resurrection of Jesus Christ is a more beautiful life.
这个生命是可以吞灭死亡的，而不是被死亡所吞灭。
And this life can swallow death. It's not being swallowed by the death.
因此我们在分析，科学家在分析，到底什么生命可以吞灭死亡呢？
And scientists try to analyze what kind of power can swallow death.
后来发现一个定律，就是生命没有办法吞灭死亡，而是死亡吞灭生命。
And then they found they discover a natural law. Indeed, the life cannot swallow death, but death will swallow life.
这是一个叫做熵增的定律。
And this is okay, the load of entropy increase.
熵增定律是什么呢？
And what is this load of entropy increase?
就是不增加能量的情况之下。
When the energy does not increase,
一个无次序的程度会增加。
And the load not in regular, it will increase.
像比如我们在图上所看到的这个在沙滩上堆的一个城堡。
So you just then you see the PowerPoint that is a sand castle.
它一定会随着时间逐渐就散掉。
And travel by time, it will be disconstructed. You know, just flow by time.
一个死掉的小鸟放在那边。
A dead bird putting there.
过一会儿，过了一段时间，它这个一定也就不见了。
And it will decease and will be disappeared.
这是大自然的定律。
And this is the natural law.
一只小鸟活着的话。
When a bird is alive.
它会吃食物。
And it will eat.
成为它的热量。
And become its nutrition.
它就会活着。
Then it will live.
但是他还是会慢慢慢慢的衰败。
But however, no matter how much it eats, it will gradually decay.
因为这个生命是没有办法胜过这一个衰败的定律。
Because this life cannot overcome this load of decaying.
科学家只能发现这个定律，或是发现这个自然界的现象。
And scientists can only discover this natural scenario, natural situation.
他却不能解释这里面的原因是什么，或者他怎么改变这样的规律。
And they cannot explain what's the reason behind and how to change this law.
圣经有一个教导。
And in our Bible, it has a teaching.
我们可以一起来读上面的圣经节，在以弗所书第四章第二十二节。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22.
我们请大家一起来读。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22.
来，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏。为什么我们会渐渐的衰败，渐渐的变成有次序的，到变成一个没有次序的状况？
Why we are gradually decay and corrupt and into, you know, irregular pattern?
其实神一开始造亚当的时候，人是可以一直活着的。
When God first creates Adam, he can live forever.
但是当他去吃那分别善恶树的果子的时候，私欲就进了他的心中。
But when Adam has eaten these good and evil trees of fruit, and the sin has entered his heart.
而私欲在他里面就怀胎。
And this desire has been nurtured in his heart.
在雅各书第一章十五节。
And in James chapter 1, verse 15.
我们一起来读。
And let's read together.
私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。因此，亚当他就从一个可以永活的生命，变成他的生命是逐渐进入到刚才所说。败坏的一个规律。
So Adam's life used to be he can live forever, but he entered the scenario with he is going to be decay and going to corrupt.
所以我们可以看到亚当的后代，他的年龄就不断的在下降。
So you can see the descendants of Adam, their age tried will be decreased. You know, they live shorter and shorter.
从圣经里面，马土撒拉可以活969岁。
And from 900 something, and from this man.
一直到我们现在人最高的寿命不过到120岁。
And now human being maximally can only live for 120 years old.
就是人的生命最多不能超过这样子的一个岁数。
And human's life cannot be more than 120 years nowadays.
所以我们无论怎么样来除旧布新，我们仍然还是往旧的发展。
So whatever we try our absolute best to do, and you can't stop the decaying, you can't stop the corruption.
我们怎么来改变这样的一个规律呢？
And how do we change this law?
我们要看一段圣经，请大家
Let's read the Bible verse.
翻手上自己的圣经。
And turn to your Bible on your hand.
哥林多前书第十五章。
Second Corinthians, First Corinthians.
哥林多前书第十五章。
And 15.
第四十五节到四十八节。
And 45.
我们一起来翻开来读这段圣经。哥林多前书十五章四十五节到四十八节。
45 to 48.
我们没有放在投影片，大家看手上的圣经。
I did not put on the PowerPoint. Please turn to your Bible.
哥林多前书十五章四十五节到四十八节。
First Corinthians chapter 15, 45 to 48.
好，我们翻到了，请大家一起来读。
So we read together.
四十五节。
45.
来。经上也是这样记着说，首先的人亚当成了有灵的活人，末后的亚当成了叫人活的灵，但属灵的不在先，属血气的在先。
the second man from heaven.
头一个人是出于地，乃属土；第二个人是出于天。那属土的怎样，凡属土的也就怎样；属天的怎样，凡属天的也就怎样。好，我们读四十八节。
We read up to verse 48.
首先的人亚当是一个属灵的活人。
The first man Adam is a living man.
这个属灵代表他是有气息，是有我们有气息的，可以活着的人。
And it explained as he has spirit, he can live.
但是刚才所说，他没有办法永活。
It cannot live forever.
他进入到人世自然里面的规律。
He has entered the natural load of the humans.
但是有幕后的亚当。
And we have the second man.
就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And the second man is Lord Jesus Christ.
他乃是叫人活的灵。
And he is the one who made people to live.
所以我们今天若有人在这幕后的亚当，也就是耶稣基督里面。
So if we can be in Christ,
我们可以突破这一个衰败的规律。
We can break through this load of decay.
成为一个新造的人。
And become the new creation.
我们的生命
，our life
会改变
，will transform.
我们改变到我们将来得着永远的生命。
And transform to eternal life.
虽然我们的还是活在这个世界的规律当中。
Even though we are still living under the load of nature,
我们不再受那一个逐渐衰败的这个世界的规律所辖制。
We're no longer constrained by the load of nature.
因为那耶稣基督的灵在我们当中。
Because the Spirit of Christ is within us.
所以在启示录二十一章，耶稣基督坐在宝座上的时候，他说什么呢
？So in Revelation 21, when Jesus is sitting on his throne, what did he say?
他说：“看哪，我将一切都更新了。
”Say, look, I have renewed everything.
这就是我们今天的盼望。
And this is our hope today.
那耶稣怎么样来将我们生命更新呢
？And how can Jesus renew everything?
这就是今天要跟弟兄姐妹分享的，有四个新。
There is four new things I need to mention to you.
第一个叫做心灵，新的灵。
And one is a new spirit.
我们刚才所读的以西结书十一章。
And we just read Ezekiel chapter 11.
那一章是说到耶和华神就是将以色列人他们散布在各族各民族当中。
And it talk about how God has sent Israel people to all nations.
这是以西结先知所做的预言。
And that's the prophecies Ezekiel this prophet has made.
他说要将以色列人散在各民族当中，但是有一天他们都要回到耶路撒冷。
But one day they are all coming back to Jerusalem.
这是让他们有一个合一的心，能够来到他们自己的故土。
And they need to have a united heart, therefore they can come back to their hometown.
但是这个预言到现在还在进行当中。
But this prophecy, however, still proceeding.
我们可以看到以色列人已经逐渐的回到耶路撒冷他们的故土。
We can see Israel people, they are gradually returned back to Jerusalem.
但是他们的灵还没有与神的灵接通。
But their spirit,have not yet connected with God.
他们还在他们犹太的律法当中。
They're still under the load of the Jew.
所以我们外邦人今天才有机会能够接受神的灵与我们的灵接通起来。
So as Gentile, we have this opportunity to be connect with God, receive God's Spirit.
所以今天在以西结书十一章也是对我们外邦人所说的。
So today in Ezekiel chapter 11, these Bible verses is God's words to us.
神要我们有一个合一的心。
God wants us to have a united heart.
他要将心灵放在我们每一个人的里面。
He wants to put the new spirit inside us.
使我们的 石心变成肉心。
So our stoning heart will turn to fresh heart.
我们做他的子民，他做我们的神。
And we be his people, he will be our God.
那么新的灵到底是什么灵呢？
And new spirit, what kind of new spirit?
其实新的灵就是圣灵在我们里面更新我们人的灵。
And it's the spirit, the Holy Spirit renewed us.
我们刚才所唱的诗歌，这个恩典的路就是一条生命的道路。
So the hymn, the choir just present is this path of grace is a new path.
我们在这生命的道路当中会成长。
And in this path of life, we will grow.
会逐渐的成圣。
And gradually will be sanctified.
所以大家听过老牧师讲的成圣的道理。
So you have listened to Elder, Senior Pastor Liu, he keep talking about how to be sanctified.
知道我们有灵成圣、魂成圣跟肉体的成圣。
So our spirit need to be sanctified, our soul need to be sanctified, our flesh, our body need to be sanctified.
灵是靠着主的宝血来成圣。
And our spirit is by Jesus Christ's precious blood.
我们的魂靠着神的话。
And our soul has been sanctified by God's word.
而我们的肉体要成圣的话，就要靠圣灵。
Our body, our flesh need to be sanctified. We need to through Holy Spirit.
因为肉体成圣最困难。
Because the body, this flesh, to be sanctified is the hardest part.
在加拉太书第五章十六节这边，第五章十六节这边就说到。
In Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, it says,
说你们当顺着圣灵而行。
You need to follow, lead by the Spirit.
就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
And you will not gratify the desire of the sinful nature.
因为情欲和肉体相争，圣灵和情欲相争。
So for the sinful nature desire, what is contrary to the Spirit?
这两个是彼此为敌的。
And they are enemies to each other.
使我们不能做所愿意做的事情。
So you will not do what you want.
就是我们心里想要做好的时候，但是我们的肉体却不听话。
Whatever you desire to be good, your body will not listen to you.
唯有靠着圣灵在我们里面。
Only through the Holy Spirit.
我们靠着圣灵就得生，靠着圣灵来做事。
You live by the Spirit, you act by the Spirit.
这就是圣灵的更新。
And this is how the Spirit can renew you.
能够帮助我们，能够在我们肉体的情欲当中，能够胜过这肉体的情欲。
And we can overcome the desire of our flesh.
圣经里面有一个例子。
And in Bible there's one example.
我们很熟悉的约翰。
And we are quite familiar with John.
约翰。和他的哥哥雅各
and his elder brother James
他们两个呢在圣经里面有一个外号
and they have a nickname according to the Bible
叫做雷子
they are the son of thunder
就是他们的脾气啊是非常血气的
their tempers are very sharp
所以当耶稣基督呢他要进耶路撒冷的时候
When Jesus Christ is about to enter Jerusalem,
经过撒玛利亚的村庄
and has been through the village of Samaria,
撒玛利亚的人不敢接待他们
and they don't dare to host him,
因为他们知道耶稣他要往耶路撒冷去
because he's going to travel to Jerusalem.
约翰就说了一句话
John has mentioned one thing.
他说，耶稣是不是让我们来祷告，让天上的火下来把撒玛利亚人把它烧灭。
So let's pray for the fire from the heaven will burn the whole village.
像以前以利亚一样。
Just like Elijah.
这些作恶的人就让他们烧灭掉。
Those evil and wicked ones, let God's fire burn them.
那个是约翰的个性。
And this is the characteristic of John.
后来耶稣到了耶路撒冷，受死升天。
And later on, when Jesus entered Jerusalem, he died on the cross, crucified, and resurrected.
赐下圣灵。
And sent the Holy Spirit down.
让所有的 使徒都受到圣灵。
And may all the apostles receive Holy Spirit.
他们的生命就改变。
Then their life transformed.
这个圣灵的更新让他们接受那个新的灵。
The renewal of the revival of the Holy Spirit may they have this new life.
所以当约翰他再经过那个撒玛利亚村庄的时候
，When John passed this village again for the second time，
他这次不再求。天火来烧灭撒玛利亚人。
He's no longer pray for the heavenly fire to burn the village.
他求什么
？What did he pray?
求圣灵降临。
He prayed for the Holy Spirit's revival.
因为他知道撒玛利亚人听了神的道，但是还没有得着圣灵。
Because they know that they listen to God's word, but not yet they haven't got the spiritual revival.
因此，约翰的生命。被圣灵改变了。
So, however, John's life has been transformed by the Holy Spirit.
我想我们今天，我们有心要服侍神的人。
So today, all those brothers and sisters who are willing to serve God.
很多时候我们也是凭着自己对神的一腔热爱。
Sometimes you just rely on your passion.
但是是用我们自己的心意来。
But you use your own will.
圣灵改变我们以后。
When the Holy Spirit has transformed you,
我们会改变我们的性情。
You will change your character.
我们会等候神在我们身上所做的工作。
And you will wait for God's work.
但是这个圣灵要来到我们身上，必须要有一个接收的程器。
And when the Holy Spirit needs to come, you need to have the right instrument.
刚才那一张有下吗？有，好，所以。是什么是程器呢？就是我们要有一颗新的心。
You need to have a new mind.
我们一起来读这段圣经。
Let's read this Bible verse.
罗马书第十二章第二节。
Romans chapter 12 verse
2. 那我们一起来读，请。
Please read together.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。所以我们如何去承受神给我们的灵呢？
How do we inherit God's spirit?
我们要有一颗心去承受神的灵。
You need to have a new mind.
如同保罗所说，他有良心，这个圣灵感动他的良心，他的良心来做见证。
So just like Paul tried to explain to us, God's spirit has touched his conscience, and by his conscience, he was doing all God's work.
他的良心是什么呢
？What is his conscience?
良心也就是我们人的魂。
That's his soul.
包含思想、感情跟意志。
Including your thinking, your emotion, and your will.
而如果我们这三个这个人的魂是很强的话
，So if your three components of your soul are so strong.
我们也许都会成为一个很了不起的人。
You will be an outstanding man.
我们如果思想非常有思想、有独立的思想的话
，If you have independent thinking，
我们可能成为一个大思想家。
And you'll be a thinker, a great thinker.
一个哲学家。
A philosopher.
如果我们感情非常非常的丰富
，If your emotion are very rich，
我们创作很多的文章、很多的艺术，我们可能成为一个。艺术家，一个文学家。
You can create arts, you can write articles, you become a writer and artist.
如果我们的意志非常的坚定
，If your will is so strong，
我们可能在地上带领一群人，我们成为一个政治家。
And you will lead people, you become the outstanding politician.
但是这些所谓的各大家来说，这个他们在这世界的时间也是昙花一现。
And all these people.Their life is so short, so insignificant in this world.
可能在他们人生最高峰的时候，他们就会往下降。
Maybe in their life, in their high peak, they will suddenly drop.
因为他没有办法一直往上升到神的那里。
Because they can't keep going up and upgrade to reach God.
因为这是这世界的一些思想。
And this is the worldly thinking, the worldly achievement.
也没有办法去承受神要给我们的心灵。
And they can't inherit the new mind that God is going to give to us.
我们只有一个方法。
It's only one method.
就是让我们的心变化。
And you need to transform your mind.
我们的心变化，我们就能够去承受神给我们的一个心灵。
And if you transform your mind, you can receive this new mind.
我们的心要怎么样变化呢？
And how do you transform your mind?
我想举还是刘牧师的例子。
I want to make example like Pastor Liu.
大家都知道他其实是蛮有才华的一个人。
He is an outstanding man.
他可以写文章，他可以写书法。
He is so good in calligraphy. He can write the best article.
他其实是一个可以做个艺术家。
He can be a top artist.
他也很有坚定的意志，他可以带领人去做一些轰轰烈烈的事情。
He has a strong will. He can be top politician.
但是他都没有要。
But he doesn't want it.
他一生做一件事情。
All his life, he is doing one thing.
就是想天上的事。
Think about the heavenly matter.
他的思想，他在
He's thinking.
思想天上的事。
He's think about the heavenly matter.
就如同哥罗西书三章第二节到第三节所说的。
Just like Colossians chapter 3, verse 2 to 3.
说你们要思想上面的事，不要思想地上的事。
Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things.
因为你们已经死了。
For you dead.
你们的生命是与基督一同藏在神里面。
And your life is now hidden with Christ in God.
当他思想天上的事情，地上的事情对他来讲已经没有什么可夸或者是可去追求的。
When Pastor Liu is thinking about heavenly matter on this earth, nothing he feels valuable he wants to boast.
我想这也是我们所可以去思考的一个。模范吧，一个模式。
That's a role model for us to think about it.
在牧师海葬的那一个礼拜当中。
And in that week, when Senior Pastor Liu is going to have sea burial.
有一个我们的朋友，他就到我的旁边来跟我分享。
And one of my friend can.Nearby me and try to share something with me.
他说你看看这个程序单哈。
And look at those program.
一般呢，我们在学术界，如果我们是要去领一个什么什么纪念什么什么博士的奖的话。
He say in academic world, if we're going to mention this person's achievement.
我们会先让大家知道。这个奖为什么要以他的名来设立
？And we will let people know why this award has nominated under this person's name.
所以我们通常都会在这一个上面去写上他的生平，让大家去敬仰、去追念。
And we will print on the program all this achievement for this person to make memorial to this person, so people can.Remember him.
但是你这个程序单写的不对，你没
有。But your program is wrong.
你没有写上他的生平。
And you didn't talk about his life. You didn't talk about his achievement.
你写的却是亚伯拉罕的信。
And you talk about the faith of Father Abraham.
我就跟他说。
I explained to him.
我说牧师他一生告诉我们不要为他立传。
And Pastor Liu tell us not to write any bibliography or any books about him.
他也不希望人来纪念他，甚至最好把他的名字都忘掉。
And he doesn't want people remember him. He want people to forget about him.
他只希望大家记得的是呼召他侍奉的主。
And he want people only remember Jesus Christ who called him to be his servant.
能够记得的是神在我们身上的旨意。
And understand God's will. To us.
所以他的心对了。
His heart is set up the right spot.
他就能够接受从天上来那个圣灵的更新。
And so he can receive the revival from the Holy Spirit.
盼望我们每一个人，我们也不要有这地上的心智。
So please don't set out your mind on this earth.
让我们的心智改换一新。
You need to renew your heart.
让我们能够接受从天上来给我们的呼召。
And you can receive this heavenly calling.
让我们的感情，我们
your emotion
不是在地上。
It's only not on this earth.
我们是让主耶稣成为我们去追的一个爱情。
And let Jesus Christ become your desire.
如同在雅各书里面，雅各里面所说。 主呼吸引我，我就快跑跟随他。
And it's like a song, David wrote, "When God is calling me, I race and follow Him."
而我们的意志也不是在地上的意志。
Our will should not be the earthly will.
我们的意志是可以让我们去有一个愿意背十字架的意志。
The will should be, you are willing to carry your own cross.
若我们思想、感情、意志都放在神那里，我们的心就成为一颗星星。
If your thinking, your emotion, your will has transformed to the heavenly matter, you will have this new mind.
当我们有一个星星，我们接受圣灵的充满，我们的人就会改变。
And the Holy Spirit will come to you with this new mind, then you will change.
这叫做新的样式。
And this is new formation.
在罗马书第六章第四节。
Is it in Romans chapter 6 verse 4?
请我们一起来读。
Shall we read together, please?
请。所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们在教会里面举行洗礼。
When we have baptism in this church,
当我们从水里上来的时候，我们就得着复活的生命。
When you come out from the water, you should receive this resurrection life.
若是我们没有改变我们的生活，
If you don't try to change your life,
这个洗礼也不过只是一个短暂的仪式。
And this baptism means nothing to you, just a short ceremony.
但是如果呢，复活的灵在我们的生命里面，
But if the resurrection power is within you,
我们生命我们的生活一定会改变。
Your life will change.
而且我们改变的生命会成为一个发光的生命。
And your life will shine.
就如同在这个帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章这边所说的。
And it's just like in Thessalonians, First Thessalonians chapter
第五章
five.
我还是请大家能够翻开我们手上的圣经。
If you can turn to your Bible, please.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章
First Thessalonians chapter 5
第五节到第八节
verse 5 to 8
这边讲到我们受洗以后我们的生命会如何改变。
It talk about after we've been baptized how our life should transform.
第五节到第八节
verse 5 to 8
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第五节到第八节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 5 to 8.
好，我们一起来读。
Once you found it, you can read it together.
请，你们都是光明之子，都是白昼之子。我们不是属黑夜的，也不是属幽暗的。所以我们不要睡觉。和别人一样总要警醒谨守因为睡了的人是在夜间睡醉了的人是在夜间醉但我们既属乎白昼就应当谨守把信和爱当作护心镜遮胸把得救的盼望当作头盔穿上好当我们有一个新的生命在我们里面。
When we have a new life in within us,
我们的生命会喜爱光。
And your life will like light.
因为当我们没有神的生命在我们里面的时候
，But when we don't have God's life within us,
我们是叫做亏缺了神的荣耀。
We are short of God's glory.
我们不爱光。
We don't like light.
我们甚至排拒，我们甚至恨恶它。
We hate it. We reject it.
为什么呢？因为光会责备我们。
Because the light will rebuke you.
但是如果我们心里面有神的生命
，But if within your heart you have God's life,
我们不仅不会躲这个光。
You're not only not to try to escape from the light.
圣经讲，我们还会来就近它，来就近这个光。
And you will try to get closer to the light, get into the light.
这个光是什么
？What is the light?
生命里面，圣经里面讲，耶稣基督他就是人的光。
And Bible tells us Jesus Christ, He is the light of the world.
因为生命，永远的生命在他里头。
Because he contained this internal life.
这生命就是人的光。
And this life is the light of man.
光明的行为会让我们能够放弃过去的暧昧无知的事情。
The act of light will let you neglect all the darkness in your past.
令我们自己羞愧的事情。
And you feel shameful for what you have done before.
所以当我们在教会里面，我们就是要让大家能够将自己暧昧的事情在光之下能够照亮出来。
And so all the darkness within the church need to use the light to shine upon it.
所以今天在教会里面，我们是一群叫光明之子。
So in church we should be sons of light.
这光明之子是不怕神的光照在我们身上。
And you should not scared of God's light.
我们不仅不怕，而且我们还能反照出神的光来。
And you can reflect God's light.
所以这个是我们今天在教会里面，我们这一群蒙神更新的人，我们所能表现出的生命。
As children of light, we should renew our life and become sons of light.
这一次我们有好多海外的弟兄姐妹来到墨尔本教会一起来度假。
And we have so many brothers and sisters travel from overseas, come to Melbourne to spend their holiday and join our family camp.
我们就会看到有好多我们的青年人，他们聚在一起。
We see so many young people they are gathering together.
我们就会发现一个情况。
We found one scenario.
如果他心中是接近神的。
If this young person who is closer to God.
这群孩子聚在一起，他们非常非常的快乐。
They're very happy, joyful when they are together.
如果他们离开神的。
If they are so far away from God.
他们一开始他们就不太愿意跟大家在一起。
And in the beginning, they don't really much want to be spend time together with other people.
所以我们这一群家长。
So those parents,
师母还有琪琪琼琼
and Mrs. Liu, Michelle and Joan,
就在盯着每一个孩子在看
and were observing those children.
如果那个孩子在躲的话呢
they tried to escape this child,
就把他叫到跟前来
and calling them in front of us.
我们就在看他是不是接近这个光
and we will test them whether they are willing to get closer to the light.
经过这一个礼拜相处的时间
so after 1 week we spend time together.
大家都回到他们所居住的地方
they all went back to their home country.
我们看到一些孩子的改变
we see some transformation of some children.
其实他们心中是有那一个神的生命的。
And I believe they do have God's light within them.
当他们再一次被神的光照以后。
When the worship and the God's light shine upon them again.
他们愿意回到他的学校或者是他家中，他们再回到教会里面。
And they are willing to go back to their home country where they study abroad. They want to go back to God's household.
但是还有一些孩子其实知道他还是不愿意接受这个光。
And there are still some children, they reject the light.
我们继续要为他们祷告。
We need to pray for them.
其实神把我们放在教会当中就有这么一个功效。
So when God put each one of us in church, that is one function.
让我们能够成为光明之子。
We need to be sons of light.
我们能够有一个新生的样式。
We need to have this new creation, new formation.
当神给我们一个新生的样式，最后我们就可以从他那里得着新的力量。
And when we receive this new life, we can have new strength.
我想我们在新年的开始，大家都喜欢励志。
And in the beginning of this year, you like to make a new wish.
不晓得你们自己有什么样的励志。
I don't know what kind of wish you want to make.
但是这个励志往往等到过了一个月，这个就要稍微改变一下。
So normally your wish after 1 month it will change.
比如说我本来想说，我今年要励志把圣经读一遍。
For example, you made a wish, I want to read the Bible, entire Bible for once.
后来一个月以后说，我还是把新约读一遍就够了。
And after 1 month, I was, oh, just cut it short, read the New Testament, that will be enough.
我想我们的励志常常一开始立得很好。
So when you made the will, in the beginning, it was good.
但是我们慢慢后面我们这个气就消了。
Gradually, you lose this strong will.
没关系，因为保罗也说，立志行善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
So Paul did say that, you can make a wish, you can make your will, but you cannot act it out.
因为我们的力量不够。
Because our strength is very weak.
我们需要从天上给我们新的力量。
We need to receive this new strength from heaven.
这个新的力量。可以 让我们能够如鹰返老还童。
And these new strings, we will be like an eagle.
我们一起来读以赛亚书。
And let's read Isaiah chapter
40章
31节。And verse 31.
以赛亚书40章31节在投影片上有。
And in the PowerPoint, you can read Isaiah chapter 40.Verse 31.
好，我们请大家一起来读。
Shall we read it together, please?
来。
But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be fat.
却不疲乏。当我们在教会里面来服侍神。
When we serve God in God's church.
应该是不会累的。
You should not feel tired.
如果累了就有问题了。
If you're tired, there's something wrong with you.
大家都知道这一次的家庭营。
And you know this family camp.
我想大家也看到琼琼做了很多的事。
You have seen Joan has done lots of things.
但是我在她旁边观察。
But and then I observe her.
做这么多事应该累趴下去了。
And she should collapse after done so many things.
但是没有。
But not.
我自己也是。
And me too.
大家对我很客气，说啊，大成你辛苦了，辛苦了。
And everyone said to me, "Oh, Tom, it's a hard job. It's a hard job."
说实在，我真的一点都没有感觉累。
I don't feel tired.
我只感觉我做的还不够。
I felt not good enough.
尤其我负责要讲台。
And because I'm in charge of the sermon.
我说实在，很亏欠。
I am not good enough.
我实在没有办法能够将这个道讲得清楚。
I cannot explain God's word that clearly.
但是我告诉你们，我一点不累。
But I can tell you like I'm not tired.
我只希望神能够更加的来使用我们。
And I hope God can use us more.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我们不是靠自己的血气的力量。
And you not rely on your own strength.
我们乃是靠着神从天上给我们的力量。
But you rely on these new strings from heaven.
这个力量叫做宝贝。
And this is a treasure.
这个宝贝在我们里面就能够我们突破我们这个肉身瓦器的软弱。
And this treasure can help you overcome you as the jar of clay.
所以请我们一起打开哥林多后书哥林多后书的第四章。
Can we turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4?
我想请大家打开来，因为我想多读一点，从第一节读到第七节。
And please turn to your Bible because I want to read a little bit more. 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
第四章第一节到第七节。
Verse 1 to 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1 to 7.
这七节也就来结束我们今天所要分享的信息。
And this will conclude today's message.
好，我们请大家一起来读哥林多后书第四章第一节到第七节。
Chapter 4, verse 1 to 7.
请。我们既然蒙怜悯受了这职分就不丧胆乃将那些暧昧可耻的事弃绝了不行诡诈不谬讲神的道理只将真理表明出来好在神面前把自己献于个人的良心如果我们的福音蒙蔽就是蒙蔽在灭亡的人身上此等不信之人被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们基督本是神的像
of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God,
乃是传
for we do not perish ourselves, and Jesus Christ as the Lord, and ourselves as your servants, for Jesus our God, who said, that light shines out of darkness, may his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里, 要显明这莫大的能力, 是出于神, 不是出于我们。 保罗在这边也是跟弟兄姐妹来说明, 他今天能够服侍, 教会。
Paul emphasized this point to the brothers and sisters in church, like today he can serve the church,
不是靠着他自己,
is not relying on himself.
乃是靠着圣灵的帮助。
Is relying on Holy Spirit.
让他能够将神的真理表明出来。
And he can reveal God's truth.
让他也能够有一个好的见证，能够见于每一个人的良心。
And he can have a good testimony and can show, demonstrate to everyone.
以至于他可以证明 这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
And he can testify this all surpassing power is from God, not from us.
保罗已经归天了。
And Paul already passed away, left this earth.
但是保罗的他的教训，他的给我们的一些启发。 一直在每天在帮助的我们。
But however, his teaching, his revelation, are keep going with us.
刘牧师也归天了。
Senior Pastor Liu already go back to heaven.
但是他一生能够专心 思想天上的事情的见证，也在激励着我们。
But his whole life, he only think about heavenly matter, and this has truly encouraged us.
因为他们都有一个 信念跟盼望,
they have one will and one hope.
他们等候神再来的那一个荣耀。
They're waiting for God is coming back again for the glory.
我们一起复活。
And we will resurrect together.
这个生命是突破了刚才一开始所讲那个败坏的生命。
And your life can overcome this corrupted life.
我们就一起在天上 与神同得荣耀。
And we will receive the glory together, rule over all with God.
这是我们思恩堂大家一起来所盼望、所要预备的事情。
And this is what we hope in Clayton Chinese Christian Church, and we are doing it at the moment.
所以我们长老们还有我们的传道，大家一起祷告，我们有一个 有个目标。
And I hope all the elders, the lay pastor, we have this wish together.
今年让我们大家有一个共同的主题。
And this year we have a common theme.
我们来预备主的再来。
To prepare the Lord is coming back again.
让我们知道在教会里面应当如何行。
And we know how we ought to act in God's household.
也让我们知道我们每一个个人，我们如何能够亲近主。
And also, each one of us, how we can get closer to God.
不要被这个世界的神弄瞎了心眼。
And don't be blind because of the God of this world.
因为我们也知道这世界许多的异端邪说。
And in this world, there are lots of false teaching.
要在这幕后的世代来扰乱神的百姓。
And towards the end of this age, going to confuse God's people.
所以我们一定要在基督里面生根建造。
So we need to build a root in Christ.
我们预备主的再来。
And we need to prepare well when the Lord is coming back again.
神什么时候来, 我们都不会害怕。
And whenever the Lord is coming back, at any time, any moment, you shall not be scared.
所以今年我们 众长老传道, 我们都会以这一个主题来 分享神的信息。
And I hope the elders, the lay pastor, will use this topic to share with the congregation how to prepare themselves.
让思恩堂继续能够在世界做盐做光。
So may Clayton Chinese Christian Church can be the salt, can be the light, shine and be purified this world.
这是我们2019年的愿望。
And this is the wish I have made for this year.
我们必须要先从心灵 到星星，到星样， 然后我们才能得到新力。
So we need to transform from a new spirit to a new mind, new strength, and you know, all these things need to be renewed.
因为神的工作会先从灵到魂到体这样的一个次序来更新我们。
And God's procedure is from your spirit, your soul, which is your mind, and your life, and your strength.
然后我们才能得着服侍主的力量。
And then you can restore this new strength, you are able to serve God.
盼望我们一起来共同携手来走这2019年。
Let's join hands together and walk this journey in year 2019.
荣耀神的名。
To make God's name to be glorified.
我们一起低头。
And let's bow down and pray.
慈悲怜悯的父神，爱我们的主耶稣。
Dear merciful Father, a loving Lord.
感谢你2018年平安的度过。
And we thank you to give us a peaceful year 2018.
摆在我们面前的2019年。
In this year, year 2019, in front of us,
我们要继续的警醒谨守。
And we need to be careful and hold it.
等候主耶稣基督的再来。
And we are waiting for your coming back again.
在这个过程当中，求主在我们的教会里面能够教导我们。
In this period of waiting, please teach us.
如同当时的使徒在地上所做的事情。
It's just like all the apostles when they were on this earth, they tried to act your words.
让圣灵充满我们的灵。
May the Holy Spirit dwell among us.
让我们的心对准归向神。
And let our heart to tune into the right channel turn to you.
让我们所说的所做的能够成为光明之子。
Whatever we say, whatever we do, we can be sons of light.
让我们能够领受从天上来给我们属天的力量。
And we can receive this new strength from heaven.
让我们能够用主所给我们的来服侍教会。
And we can use whatever you provide to us, we can serve God's household.
盼望主能够听我们的祷告，也与我们同在。
And please listen to our prayer, be with us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.